listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus spoke of the choice between two visions. Here we go, Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23, where Jesus said this: "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus emphasized the idea that his followers must make choices. They must choose between two treasures, two visions, and two masters. To follow Jesus means that one must decide not to follow anything or anyone who is contrary to Jesus. Jesus used the illustration of light and the human eye, saying, "The lamp of the body is the eye." The idea is that light comes into the body through the eye. If our eyes were blind, we would live in something of a dark world. Now, Jesus said, "If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light." Having a good eye is either being generous or being single-minded. Some people think that here Jesus deliberately chose wording that had both meanings because both principles apply to the disciples' attitude towards material things. You see, being generous brings light to our lives. We're happier and more content when we have God's heart of generosity. But if we are not generous, then it is as if your whole body will be full of darkness. Being single-minded also brings light to our lives. And we are also happier and more content when we focus on the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that all the material things will be added to us. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, later on in the Sermon on the Mount. But when we are double-minded, it is as if your whole body is full of darkness. Living for two masters puts a dark shadow over everything in our life. This choice between two visions has a similar consequence, either yet to be full of light or full of darkness. In any case, Jesus told us that either our eye is directed towards heavenly things, and therefore it's full of light, or it's directed at earthly things, and consequently it's full of darkness. And when it is full of darkness, as Jesus said, how great is that darkness? Jesus reminded us that if we are blind in our eyes, then the whole body is blind. The darkness is then significant in our entire body. In a similar way, our attitude towards material treasure will either bring great light or great darkness to our lives. Often, a materialistic or selfish Christian justifies their sin by saying, "Hey, it's just one area of my life." But even as the darkness of the eye affects everything in the body, so a wrong attitude towards material things can bring darkness to our entire being. The words of Jesus here call us to a choice: a vision full of light or of utter darkness. The choice that seems rather small turns out to be very large, as big as the difference between light and darkness. The cost of choosing selfishness and double-mindedness is more than we can afford. So today, choose generosity and single-minded devotion to Jesus Christ and his kingdom instead.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.